Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. I'm Lorcan Doherty, and today we're talking about Halloween and La Castañada. Yes, today we're going to be finding out all about the traditional Catalan holiday of Castañada and comparing it to the relatively new kid on the block, here in Catalonia at least, Halloween. But before we get going, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to Filling the Sink. It's great to be here, it's great to have you with us, and we're all really excited to get this brand new podcast up and running. Joining me today for our first episode are Catalan News journalists Christina Tomás White and Alan Ruiz Terol. Great to see you both.
Hi, lovely to see you.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm going to assume that everyone listening knows what Halloween is. So the really obvious place to start is with the other festival that is celebrated here in Catalonia on the 31st of October. So what is La Castañada?
So La Castañada is the day, October 31st, so the same day as Halloween, where people eat castañas or chestnuts. This dates back to a centuries-old tradition where people would sit beside the fireplace and eat seasonal foods, including chestnuts, as well as sweet potatoes. Also panayets, which are these marzipan treats. And this would be the night before they would visit or pay their respects to their dead ancestors in the cemetery for All Saints' Day.
Obviously, this year it's going to be completely different from a normal Castañada because of the pandemic.
Yeah, there are far fewer stands on the street. So usually you'd see, every year you see castañeras who sell the chestnuts, you know, set up their stands throughout Barcelona and other towns in Catalonia. But this year, there are really not that many.
And speaking of the pandemic, on next week's episode of Filling the Sink, we'll be looking more closely at the COVID situation in Catalonia. Okay, well, that gives us a little flavour of what Castañada is all about. I think we have to get right to it, though. There is tension here between the more traditional Catalan celebration of Castañada and Halloween, this modern American newcomer that has infiltrated Catalonia and threatens the very existence of one of its favourite festivals. Here on Filling the Sink, we're going to fan the flames of this debate. We're going to have a straight-up fight. In the red corner, the undisputed champion of autumnal holidays in Catalonia, it's La Castañada, also known as Alan. And in the blue corner, the challenger, it's got costumes, it's got candy, it's Halloween, also known as Christina. Okay, you two, I want a good clean fight, nothing below the belt. Round one is food.
Okay, so La Castañada, I think, has a pretty long list of contenders, like for the best food of the celebration. We have sweet potatoes. We have panayets, which
definitely not panayets. Nobody actually likes panayets. It's the gift that everyone hides in their fridge and no one ends up eating.
We also have muscatel, which is a great drink. But of course, the main, like the protagonist of the celebration is castañas.
Which I think are really nice, the way they're roasted.
Yeah, I think this is part of the charm of castañas, the way you make it. Because you need like this frying pan, like with holes. You have to roast them like with fire. You can do it at home, of course, if you have a fireplace. But ideally, you will get castañas from La Castañera, which, of course, we're going to discuss later.
On Halloween?
Maybe not as healthy as La Castañada, but we have all the junk foods that your sweet tooth heart could ever desire, such as candy corn, Hershey's chocolates. We have pumpkin flavored anything. And the sweetest junk food that you usually aren't able to eat, but that you don't have to feel guilty for eating. Like, who wants panayets?
Okay, a short break. Gather your breath, folks. I think Castañada landed a few good blows there, but no knockout punch. So on to round two, which is family and friends.
I think most Catalan children start celebrating Castañada when they are at school. And perhaps a lot of people, like when they grow older, like they just like forget about Castañada. But at least with my friends, we usually go to the forest, maybe to a mountain hut, and we spend the night there. We make a bonfire, we cook some food. So it's a very nice like occasion to get together, like in nature. Maybe with castañas, without castañas, it makes no difference actually.
That sounds pretty cool. What about
that? Sounds like a bit of a faux castañada if there are no castañas.
Faux?
False
castañada.
What about Halloween?
I think it depends on how old you are when you're celebrating it, because as a kid, it's very much something that you do at school with your classmates and your friends, but also, you know, your parents help you out with your costume, or whoever you're with helps you out with your costume. So for me, it was more of a family thing in that sense, because my mom was very much involved in helping me come up with the most outrageous costumes. And then once you're a bit older, it's just an excuse to drink and have fun with your friends.
Okay, so I mean, quite similar. Both involve family and friends and school. Okay, right. So on to, it's pretty finely balanced. And the final round, round three, is fun.
Even for Catalans, I don't know if fun is the first word that comes to your mind when you think about castañada, because eating chestnuts maybe is not the most appealing thing. But I think that, I mean, like, it has some... There are a lot of songs that kids will sing at school, and even today, like, it's one of these kind of earworms that you're just like walking in the street and one of the castañera songs will come to your mind, like Marrameu torra castañas a la vureta del foc, ja li peta un als morros, ja teniu marrameu mort, pica ben fort, que piques. Yeah, it's a silly song.
But... and that's something that Halloween doesn't have, so any response, Halloween?
We have marrameu. What do you have, Christina?
I'm sure there are plenty of Halloween songs, they're just not coming to mind.
Okay, fun in general?
Definitely. I mean, when you're 5 years old, what's more exciting than getting dressed up with your friends and having people, you know, going trick-or-treating and having people give you candy? Like, that's the best day of the year when you're five. And then when you're older, of course, it's fun to act silly and dress up with your friends. So it's definitely fun.
Okay, thank you, Alan, Christina. I thought that was a good, clean fight, like I hoped it would be. I think after round one, Christina and Halloween were maybe on the ropes, but they didn't throw in the towel. And in the end, Alan and La Castañada were saved by the bell at the end, I think.
Saved by the singing.
Saved by the top one.
That's all a bit of fun. But in all seriousness, we are talking about local customs here that are under threat from what is essentially globalization and commercialism.
I remember when I was at school, I was perhaps like 5 years old. Halloween, it was like the English teacher thing, like people would celebrate castañada and the English teacher would show us what Halloween was about. Of course, we also learned it from movies, from Hollywood movies, perhaps more importantly from Hollywood movies, but it was not that big. But eventually it took over and like everything became like just like the celebration of Halloween. It just seems so cool because you would have the oldest kids in school dress up like monsters and go knock on the other classrooms, and they would announce that Halloween was coming. And as a child, like, I was looking for that day, like, so much. Like, if I say that that was the day I was looking forward the most, like, in my life, like, I'm not lying.
The day that you would be one of the older kids.
Exactly. Although, funny enough, like, I don't remember when that day arrived, like, what I did.
Well, one very important figure at Castañada time is the Castañera, who we briefly mentioned earlier on, but you're going to tell us a little bit more about that figure, Christina.
So the Castañera is a woman who sells chestnuts at chestnut stands.
And earlier this week, you went along to speak to one. Let's have a listen.
I spoke to Ana, a castañera or a chestnut seller on Barcelona Ronda San Antoni, who told me about how her family has had a stand in the same place for the past 52 years. So while she's been selling chestnuts for 22 years, her uncles were selling them for 30 years before she took over the family tradition. And every year, they'll sell roasted chestnuts and sweet potatoes for 3 to 4 months. When I asked her how this year was going, I was expecting her to mention the negative impact the pandemic was having on the business, which, to be fair, she did mention, but she also read up the impact of changing neighborhood dynamics, as many longtime residents have ended up leaving, and she was adamant about the need to keep the tradition alive despite the threat of Halloween.
Això és Catalunya. Halloween no té res que veure amb això.
Thanks, Christina, and thanks to Anna for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope she sells lots of chestnuts. So this year is different. It's maybe not a good year to compare to the past because of the pandemic, but the trend over the past 20 years has been a decline in the number of these chestnut stalls, and it's kind of a big part of what Castañeda is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely La Castañeda is the most important character of La Castañeda. And it's true that I don't know to what extent locals are trying to prevent that from disappearing. Like, if you would ask me, I probably buy like castañas or moniatos, sweet potatoes, a couple of times maybe every fall, but not really like more than that. I don't know if that's really enough to save the business.
And in terms of the celebration now of Castañeda compared to 20, 25 years ago, do you think there's a big difference maybe with how children celebrate it?
I went to a school last year to mm-hmm. see, I think there were 6-year-olds or 7-year-olds making panayets. And there wasn't that much Halloween, that many Halloween decorations up in the school. I think maybe the teachers, I mean, this is my personal guess, but I think maybe the teachers were trying to, you know, promote Castañeda a bit more.
Well, there's so much influence from TV and film about Halloween. So to kind of balance it out, maybe.
Right. But even so, we went in to film these kids making panayets. And at the end, like right before we left, we asked them which holiday they preferred, whether they preferred Castañeda or Halloween. And I'd say most of them, if not all, started shouting, Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. So even though the school itself seemed to be trying to promote panayets and Castañeda, the kids, they have outside influences, and Halloween really has latched on.
So the question is, what about the future of Castañeda? Is it going to survive, do you think? Or is the influence of Halloween just going to engulf it completely?
I think it'll survive. I think people are too proud to let it go. I mean, I think it might, I think it might change. I mean, they're going to hold on to their panayets, whether people eat them or not. No, I think it'll still be here. It might change in the coming years.
Actually, you see people dressed up like castañeras for Halloween. So yeah. You kind of see like how these two things are mixing together.
Well, you can celebrate both. You know, you can eat your chestnuts and you can get dressed up. You know, I don't. They're not mutually exclusive, are they?
You can carve chestnuts and dress up like Castañeda. You
would chestnuts.
You would have to be pretty skilled to be able to carve
a pretty good knife.
Very tricky. I also think we have like this tendency to embellish the past and traditions, and to think that cultures never interacted. I mean, I'm not advocating the U.S. Idea of Halloween taking over the world, but. You know, 30 years ago, there were Halloween parties here, maybe just not as many as there were today. My parents met at a Halloween party in Barcelona in 1979.
Oh,
really?
There you go.
Yep.
Are you sure it wasn't a Castañeda party?
I could ask. I'm pretty sure it was Halloween.
And I personally think that there might be more similarities between the two holidays that meets the eye, because if you go back to the original celebration of Halloween, which came out of the Celtic tradition of Samhain, and it was all about the end of harvest and eating foods, not chestnuts maybe, but apples and nuts. It was the new year, and so it was the day and night when the veil between this world and the other world was at its thinnest, so the spirits could pass through.
So in a sense, it's something that, you know, started in Ireland, started in the old world, went to the new world, and then came back.
And to be fair, like, it's not like we're talking about like celebrations that were developed by totally isolated communities. Like, we've been in contact with each other like for decades, for centuries, for like thousands of years. So of course, like, talking about a tradition that supposedly comes from only one place, like, this is probably not really accurate.
True.
And what we know as Castañeda nowadays probably doesn't resemble that much what we celebrated like hundreds of years ago. But still, like, not a big fan of Halloween.
Well, that's nearly all we've got time for today. There is one thing I want to do just before we go, and that's explain the meaning behind the name of our podcast, Filling the Sink. It comes from a Catalan phrase, de mica en mica s'omple la pica. How does that sound, folks? How's my Catalan?
That was pretty good. Really good.
I've been practicing for this. And that means little by little, the sink fills up. So the idea is, if you tune in every week, you'll gradually get to know the culture and history and the people and politics of Catalonia, little by little, like a sink filling up. So thanks, Christina. Thanks, Alan, for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. I do hope you tune in again next week for our second episode, which, as I said earlier, will look at the current COVID-19 situation in Catalonia. Until then, from me, Lorcan Doherty, and all of us here, keep safe, take care, and happy Halloween.
Or castañada.
Bye for now. Adieu.